What is Tartan Day? Why I Love the Kilt? Song Failure in a Filk Circle? The Fake History of No Pants Day? And Kif Brewer shares a Tartan Day catastrophe on a golf course. It's Pub Songs and Stories, show number 228. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Kilt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte.
I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. That's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Though the night be as dark as a dungeon, not a star can be seen above. I will be guided without a stumble into the arms of my own true love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. He stepped up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stone. He whispered through her bedroom window, my darling dear, do you lie alone? I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. When I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. It's only me, your own true lover. Open the door and let me in, for I have come on a long night's journey, and I'm near drenched to the skin. Yeah, I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She opened the door with the greatest pleasure. She opened the door and she let him in. They both shook hands and embraced each other until the morning they lay as one. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Says I, my love, I must go and leave you to climb the hills, they are far above. But I will climb with the greatest pleasure since I've been in the arms of my love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. My name is Mark Gunn, and this is the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture through music and stories. And I'm your guide. Today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and download free music when you sign up at pubsong.com. That, of course, was I'm a Rover, Seldom Sober. It's from my CD, Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. So I've been making more changes to the podcast, trying to reflect more what I would like to see with this podcast, to be able to include aspects of the Irish and Celtic music podcast, include more stories, and just be a little bit more engaging and fun all around, and plus, of course, songs, which has always been a part of the show. But I've been changing it up a little bit, and it's been a lot of fun working out these details as things finally come together after 16 years of doing this show. It's finally coming together. So in this show, we're going to talk a little bit about Tartan Day and kilts and all sorts of stuff. So what is Tartan Day? Tartan Day is a North American celebration of Scottish heritage. It's on April 6th, the date on which the Declaration of Aberoth was signed in 1320. The declaration was Robert I's response to the Pope after being excommunicated. It asserted the independence of Scotland free of English rule. The holiday originated in Canada in the mid-80s and spread through other communities of the Scottish diaspora into the 90s. And of course, it's been a part of my celebrations with my podcast for many years. And that's because I've been wearing a kilt for shows, primarily for many years, because I love the kilt. I started wearing, so my last name, Gunn, is a Scottish name. And when I was a kid, my dad used to take us to Highland Games. I particularly remember going to the Grandfather Mountain Highland Games in North Carolina, and it was an amazing experience. And I can't tell you why, because I don't really have many memories except for being up on the mountains I think I got a little sunburned at one point, but it was, and I remember lots of music, bagpipes in particular. I remember Scotland the Brave and Loch Lomond. I think that's where I first experienced those songs. But I didn't get a kilt until 1999. And that is because I was getting booked at a Renaissance festival. And I thought, if I'm going to play a character at a Ren Fair, I want it to be a Scottish one because my last name is Gunn and I'm going by my own name, Mark Gunn. Of course, at that time, I did not have money to buy a kilt. So instead, I asked my dad and I said, hey, can I borrow your kilt? And he lent it to me for quite a long time until I gave it back to him. It was kind of turning into shreds because I wore it a lot. I was wearing it almost every weekend for, oh my gosh, a few years. I don't remember when I got my own, but it was probably in 2002, 2003 when I finally was at Things Celtic and said, I need to buy a kilt because mine is shredding and falling to pieces on me. Which, you know, some people might like that aspect. But that's basically when I started wearing the kilt. And it became a big part of my character and my being at that point in time. And there's many things that I love about it. Number one, I love... actually, I wrote a song about it called Kilted. And it was largely inspired by wearing a kilt. But the things that I love about it, things about... It's a visual symbol of my cultural heritage. Me being a Gunn and me being Scottish, because most people associate kilts with the Scots. It's not entirely true. I have learned since then. I also love the fact that, you know, I got a little bit more appreciation from the ladies who would see me in a kilt and they get excited. Not so much the groping, you know. I can empathize now with women who get groped while wearing skirts because I've had my share of gropings over the time, which is just offensive for anyone. I don't care what your gender is. Of course, that song, I also include a little joke, which goes around, you know, what does the Scotsman wear underneath his kilt? And there's many different answers for that. And I use one of those answers, or sometimes I'll change it up during shows. But if you want to actually hear the song Kilted, you can go to episode number 226. I do it at the end of the show. I sing the song over there, so go check that out. But yes, I definitely fell in love with it, so much so that, you know, again, it became a big part of my music, even after the Brobdingnagian Bards. Andrew, of course, he played an Irishman, but he sometimes wore a kilt as well. But we'd be an Irishman and a Scotsman. And when the band, the Brobdingnagian Bards, broke up, I kept the kilt. Andrew decided to stop doing that. He went entirely with the Irish Bard, but... as for me, I wanted to keep celebrating that heritage. So one of the first big albums that I released as a soloist was called Kilted for Her Pleasure, which is the title track of the song that I mentioned a moment ago. And it continues to be a part of stuff that I do, like my next CD, which is called Selkuth. It too has a song which is all about the kilts. It's called Kilty Pleasure. Again, you can hear that in show number 227. But it recognizes the fact that the other thing that I like about the kilt is that I don't feel like I have to be quote unquote normal. It's I like the fact that it's different. I think that's one of the things that's been stood out in my life is just feeling like I'm a little bit different. Selkuth means when everything is strange and different, you find it marvelous anyways. And it just seemed very appropriate for me as a person, as an individual, as a musician, as a business person, whatever, as a podcaster. It seems very appropriate. So I do love wearing the kilt. Now, again, I don't wear it nearly as much as I wish I did. I mean, there's just a lot of times I just want to wear pants, I confess. But I still love wearing the kilt. In fact, I had my St. Patrick's Day shows last month. And one of my kilty pleasures was wearing that kilt at the shows because it just felt good to be back in my kilt. All right. We're going to continue on in a moment. I'm going to tell you about how Kif Brewer spent Tartan Day. But first, you can travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. We're going to Scotland in 2022. Doubt we'll see many kilts, but you never know. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. As part of my pub stories, Kiff Brewer sent one in about a Tartan Day story that he had. He's a bagpiper and singer and songwriter, and he plays with the band Barley Juice. And this is his story.
Hey, it's Keith Brewer here from Barley Juice. I got a little story to tell you about how I spent one of my Tartan Days. This was years ago now, and I had gotten a call from an entertainment director from a golf course. The club's having a party, and he wants to hire me to pipe. Now, I piped the 18th hole before. It's a traditional thing, kind of bless the green. And so the guy knew me, and he wanted it during this party to sort of start off the party and for people to hear as they were coming in. So I said, sure. And there was a few $100 in it, and I know there's always whiskey involved, so I didn't have any problem accepting the gig. On that particular day, I donned the full regalia and showed up about an hour before the party started. Everybody was really excited and happy to see me, and they asked me to just wander around outside and pipe a bit before one of the guys would usher me into a golf cart to drive me through a wooded area, around a marsh, down to the 18th hole. Now, I can see the clubhouse way up on the hill, across the marsh, all lit up with people starting to bustle around, getting ready for the members to arrive. The driver in the cart says, just wander around here and pipe for a little while till the clubhouse gets full and the party starts, and then I'll come back and pick you up and bring you in. And that's it. I'm like, cool, simple, quaint, lovely touch for the guests arriving. No problem. He wheels away and I start to pipe. I play a few and then rest, then play a few more, just like any piper would. And it starts to get a little dark, and I can see and hear the crowd inside the clubhouse growing, but they're way up on a hill, and I don't really hear what they're saying. I just hear that sound, you know. People laughing, glasses clinking, some out on the back deck, hopefully hearing the strains of me hauntingly echoing across the marsh. I pipe a bit more. In between every medley, I stop for a minute to listen. The sounds of a party are quickly increasing in volume from the clubhouse. Dusk is around me now, and it's getting a little chilly out here, so I pipe a few more. When I finish, I notice there is now music playing inside the clubhouse. That's disappointing. I'm not the main musical feature anymore. And it's cold, and it's getting damp, and misty from the swamp. All right, I pipe another medley, a little louder this time. Maybe they'll hear me and realize that it's probably about time for me to come in. No such luck. When I stop, the music is louder, and people are laughing and shouting and clinking glasses and appearing to be having a really good time. Every once in a while, I hear someone bellow something profound, and everyone cheers and toasts. I sound out a few blasts, but I don't get the same supportive response. I don't even get crickets or frogs. Those creatures tend to give way somewhat confusedly to bagpipes when confronted with them at close range. I pipe one more time, this time rather desperately. It's not my best work by far, and it ends with some frightening honks. Okay, I'm done. It's dark. I'm walking. They've forgotten me. I call the number of the guy who hired me, but he is no doubt Adam's apple deep in Tullamore, an enthusiastic Titleist conversation by this point. It's pitch black out here. I can't see a thing now but the warm glow of the clubhouse, seemingly about 2,000 miles away. This is before the days of smartphone flashlights. My memory of the way here is that there is a wooded trail to the right of me somewhere, lined by some large white rocks, which give way to the marsh between me and the clubhouse. Let's find the wooded trail. This proves to be a feat worthy of a rigged reality TV show. Within minutes, I've been accosted by branches to the face, vines tying up my pipe cords, stones tripping up my gillies. I try to the left and find the rocks. Perhaps this is the easier route. But alas, these rocks are not populated enough to keep me from slipping between them. And there between await the unwelcome greetings of thick mud and cattails. My feet slosh and then smack upon raising them. There seems to be no other way to my destination. Just get to the light, Carol Ann, I think. screw this, screw all these people, just save yourself. Slosh, smack, slosh. 45 minutes later, a mud-covered, kilted marsh monster emerges from the swamp, climbs the rocks, bordering the clubhouse, and staggers inside amongst ladies in evening dresses and men in black tie and kilt. He finds his way to the office door and knocks to be compensated. All activity around him circles away with confused, glassy-eyed half-smiles as he knocks again. Finally, the door opens to reveal a staff member, who quickly ushers the swamp monster into the back, slips him a check, and timidly asks, "Can we get you a drink or something?" "A towel would be nice," I say. And as he turns to retrieve the request, I witness myself helping me to a near-full bottle of the golden stuff from the bar shelf and calmly backdooring it out into the parking lot. Happy Tartan Day, golfers. And bugger off.
Well, when I was just a young lad, me life about to start, there was ever only one girl had a place inside me heart. We walked the glen, we climbed the bend, the forest was our bed. And many a morn I'd wait to find me kilt across her head. And I've been up and I've been down and I've been here and I've been there. Never seen a funny lassie quite as comely or as fair. You can talk of pretty maidens and I don't bloody care. This tartan is the color of my true love's hair. Shag each other senseless in that bonny purple heather. Till one day we were frolicking, and as we true love laugh, she fell into the workings of an old disused mine shaft. And I've been up and I've been down and I've been here and I've been there. There seen a fallen lassie that gave me such despair. And maybe it's the whiskey and I don't bloody care. This tartan is the color of my true love's hair. From that sad, sad, sorry day, so I left my native land to the shores of America. And many a man has made remark about me ancient dress, but I wear it in remembrance of the girl in air first cast. And I've been up and I've been down and I've been here and I've been there. There's seen a funny lassie quite as comely or as fair. You can talk of pretty maidens and that Londonderry air. This tartan is the color of my true love's hair. Yeah, tartan is the color of my true love's hair. Tartan is the color of my true love's hair.
That was Tartan is the Color of My True Love's Hair from their album Six Yanks. And they have a bunch of albums. They're a fantastic band. I highly recommend them. They've been on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast for just about as long as it's been going on, I gotta say, because I found them on mp3.com many, many, many years ago. So you can listen to them by following their website or, again, check it out in the podcast. Of course, my songs in the show, you can find song lyrics for at irish-song-lyrics.com. There's, again, a link in the show. I'm going to sing a song in a moment. This is a song called Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. It's on my CD, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. And I wrote this song because of a Filk circle. Now, if you're not familiar with Filk, Filk is the music of fandom. It's largely it's the music you find at science fiction conventions. And they have folk circles, basically a bunch of people sitting around singing songs. And they're fantastic places to experience music without the big production, to find new songs. I know the song Close Your Eyes is where I first heard. I think that's where I first heard that song, was at a folk circle. It's fantastic. But I was at a folk circle on Long Island in probably 2009 or maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere. And I think about 2007 or 2008, I think it was. And a guy decided to write a Filk song called Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. Now, not everything that you're going to find in a Filk circle is top-notch, and this one definitely was not. It was one of those songs that I listened to, and I was like, oh, gosh. But then at the same time, I was like, man, props to him, because I don't know how you're supposed to rhyme Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, because that's just, yeah, that's not an easy way thing to rhyme. Of course, Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is a drink from the book Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by the late Douglas Adams. Well, sometime around 2010, I think I was online and I was mentioning the fact that Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, I was like, I don't know how he's supposed to write it, you know, rhyme Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. And I was chatting with a couple people online, Matt Hughes, who was in show number 220 of the Pub Songs and Stories. He did the Don't Blink interview that I did with him. And also Floyd Brigden, who is another Celtic musician and filker. And we were all just chatting away, and all of a sudden, I finally came around with some ideas that could work for a song. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. And after that, the three of us, we continued massaging together some lyrics that turned into a really fun song. It's one of my favorites from sci-fi drinking songs. I like to sing it a lot, even though I know it's probably, you know, not a favorite of most people, unless they're big geeks or whatnot. So, all right, let me sing for you Pangalactic Gargle Blaster.
Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a brick. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish it were dead. I hitchhike in a galactic superhighways, the bypass, the backwards, all along the byways. At every stop, at every bar, the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster hits me like a car. Bad porters, stouts, ales and lagers, rum, coke, whiskey, lots of Jaeger. I've had 42 different kinds of wine, but there's only one drink to unhinge my mind. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a cool brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. Got the old jank spirit juice from a bottle, pour into one measure of San Jacinto seawater. I'd make another gallon if I could remember how it went, but the last time I drank I lost 3 months' rent. The whales, the dolphins, the mice too, they all know about this brew. The Vogons mourn about it in their verse, but of the two I'm not sure which is worse. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a cold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. So all you hitchhikers, take my advice. Don't drink it once, don't drink it twice. If you drink it at all, drink it very carefully. Though if you drink it all, you'll die quite cheerfully. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a cold brick. Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead.
Upcoming shows, of course, every Thursday is Coffee with the Celt Father on YouTube. We are still in season 8, and the show is at noon Eastern. You'll find a link to it in my show notes. On Thursday, April 15th, that's my next Celt Father Live concert. We're doing it for Mother Earth. I'm picking songs that I want to sing for our wonderful planet. If you have any suggestions, let me know. Because it's, you know, basically what I'm going to do is the first 20, 30 minutes will be those sort of songs. And then I take your requests and I will go, up to at least an hour and a half if you'd like. But usually it's about an hour or over an hour in length, but it can get up to an hour and a half. It hasn't yet gotten enough song requests that would push it to 2 hours, but hey, if you want to make it happen. Tickets went on sale on April 3rd, so go get your tickets if you haven't gotten them already. The Saturday after that, I'm at Pepper Place Farmers Market in Birmingham, Alabama. They finally opened it up for musicians, so I hope you'll come join me for that. Then that evening, I have to drive back to Birmingham to perform at the Lost Druid Brewery in Avondale Estates, Georgia. I can't wait for that show. I got the beers that were at my St. Patrick's Day birthday. They were just fantastic. Oh, and then, of course, the following weekend, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair back in Texas. I am so excited to be back at that fair. It's one of my favorites. So I'm going to be back. Yay! Support what you love. If you enjoy the music in the show, please show your support by music or merch from me or my guests. Follow us on streaming and tell a friend. You can sample my albums for free in my Mage Record store on Bandcamp. And you can learn about my guests by following the links on the website. The Pub Songs podcast is based on the value for value model. If you get pleasure from this show, you can send me a few bucks to keep it going and get lots of bonus content by joining the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. And I do have a specific Patreon for my music and this podcast, the Pub Songs and Stories. So go check that out. Special thanks to my newest patrons, Charis Mitchell, Brian Stabb, Vicky Solomon, Carol Troxler, Kirk Ferenkamp, and Kate Brennan. If you have questions or comments, you can email me, mark@markgun.com, or chat in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook. Let me know what you think about this podcast. And if you love the show, again, please share it. You can post a review over on Apple Podcasts, which is a great way to promote the show. And if you're not already subscribed, please do that. And finally, if you want to send an email to gift@pubsong.net, that's GIFT @pubsong.net, I'll send you a gift of 3 MP3s from my St. Patrick's Day album, plus a bunch of bonus content. There's a lot of stuff there. You'll find out also how to get on my mailing list to make sure you don't miss a show and more. So send that email right now. All right. So a funny thing happened many years ago. There's an organization in Austin, Texas called the Knighthood of Buh. And they started an organization at the University of Texas at Austin while the Brobdingnagian Bards were performing there. And their comedic style was very similar to ours. So one day they decided to start an event called No Pants Day. And basically what they did is they walked around wearing boxers and underwear all day long. And it was such a bizarre, amusing thing. It caught fire and started sweeping the nation and the world. I know there were some colleges in Canada who had also picked up the holiday, No Pants Day. Of course, about 3 years into it, they were looking for putting together some music to promote No Pants Day, and they asked if I wanted to be involved in that. And I decided to take a little bit of a twist and say that invent that the Scots actually created No Pants Day. So I wrote this fake history up on my website. You can still read it there. Of course, I called it No Trousers Day. It is listed with the lyrics for the song I'm about to sing, which is Jock Stewart, a man who wears a kilt every day. And it tells the story about how, the kilt was banned due to the Prescription Act, and basically a bunch of the Glaswegians, Scots in Glasgow, rose up on this case. It was May 6th. And declared it as No Trousers Day, and they'd cast off their pants and don their kilts and rewrote an old Scottish drinking song, which I'm going to sing for you right now. What's the hilarity that I got out of this whole thing was that a newspaper in Canada picked up my fake history that's listed as the true history of No Pants Day. They picked up this fake history and listed it as fact. And I've been cracking up ever since. All right, I'm going to finish up with Jock Stewart, a man who wears a kilt every day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back in a couple weeks. Sláinte.
Well, my name is Jock Stewart.
I'm a trouserless man, and my roving young fellows move freely. So be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I'm a Highlander man, and I'm proud of my clan, and the tartan is the flag that I wear. So be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I wear the kilt proud, and the ladies all crowd. Try to make me wear trousers and you'll pay. So be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Come hear my command, free men we shall stand. So burn your pants on No Trousers Day, and be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. So come fill up my glass with whiskey or rum, and send over your lass and you'll see. It's better easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Be easy and free in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day.
The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.